Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sarah. What's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a couple messages.
Ooh.
One from Jeremy, and he says, "Hey ladies, just finished listening to the episode, latest episode, and since you mentioned bleach tips, because we were talking about like the cringiest things, like fads or phases we had when we were younger.
Yes.
It's like, I figure I share an old look of mine. This is 10th grade in 2001. I still wear band tee and jeans regularly, but I traded the baggy jeans for fitted jeans, or for fitted and the frosted spikes for hats. I really enjoy the podcast. Take care."
Oh, let me check out this
like
picture.
He looks like my ex-boyfriend in high school.
Oh, Dickie, or Vicky would have totally dated you.
Oh my, legit, down to the, like, he had the silver ball necklace.
Oh, yep.
That's actually how I started dating my boyfriend, because of the necklace.
Honestly, he kind of looks like your ex-boyfriend.
He kind of does. Hair, shirt, everything. So I don't think my ex listened to Pink Floyd. But literally, when I met him, because we had a mutual friend hanging out with, he pulls out, I'm 14, he's 15. He pulls out his necklace and he says, "Would you like to rub my balls?"
Oh, necklace. That is amazing.
And of course, I'm like, "Hell yeah." And I'm like,
she starts
licking
the necklace.
And well, no, because I'm too short.
Oh. Otherwise, she would have.
But that was the opener. And then we started dating a month later, and we dated on and off for 2 years. So,
dang, you should have known Vicky. You would have been in. Probably a good thing you wear hats now if you still have those tips, because yikes.
I might make fun of you.
Yeah.
Our buddy James just sent a quick cool thing for, so surprise, surprise.
What?
He says, "Vicky, check out what Costco has. It's like the I Spy." Do you remember those books? The I Spy books?
Mm-hmm.
But for pirates, I saw this book and thought, I bet Vicky would have fun reading this to Prince Migs. Prince Migs being our foster baby.
Aww.
And it's like a cute little, like, you got an I Spy magnified and stuff. It's really pretty. And he sent pictures. And the funny thing is, today is Prince Migs' birthday. He is officially 1 year old.
Wow. You mean 12 months? Because you don't use years for a while, apparently.
He's 12 months today.
Oh, happy birthday, little Prince Migsy.
Like, officially, I met him 3 days from now. So 3 days from now will be 1 year.
That's crazy. You guys have been taking care of him for almost a year now.
Yeah.
That's
it'll be insane. A year officially in 2 weeks.
Wow. Like,
yeah. So he's my little baby brother.
He's a little 1 year old.
And you've gotten to play with him. He's a little
chunk of change. He's adorable. He is really freaking cute. And trust me when I say that, because if your kid is ugly or there's an ugly baby, I have no problem being like, that is an ugly baby. But yeah. Prince Migs is a cutie.
And he knows it. We're trying not to make him spoiled. He has a thing where he likes hitting things to see what they sound like.
Mm-hmm.
But he does that to faces. So my parents are like, what if he's just aggressive? I'm like, he's not aggressive. He's not hitting you out of anger.
Yeah, he thinks it's funny.
He thinks it's funny because he'll grab people's hands and like slap them down. He'll like drop them to see the noise it makes on the table. And if you make a noise like ow, he thinks that's funny because he's just causing a reaction. He doesn't understand that ow means pain.
Yeah.
He just knows.
Just one.
Yeah. So he knows if I do this, it's going to make a noise. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a funny noise.
Yeah. Let me smack you.
But then he'll slap your face. It's like, child.
Does it hurt?
Sometimes. And he's got nails. Does. So he'll pinch you too. It's like, fucking child.
But then you don't want to react because then he'll just love it even more. So
no.
You're like,
What I'll end up doing is I'll just put him down. I'll like sit him down like if he wants to be held. I'm like, no, you lost your privilege, dude.
Screw you, child.
Like, no. Or I'll put him in his car seat because he hates it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no.
It's like training a dog.
Kind of. That's kind of how I'm taking it. It's like,
hopefully he'll realize that this is bad.
Your actions have consequences.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So I think I got a message on my Instagram from Michael the Musical Trucker. And I had talked to him kind of an update of last week because I was supposed to have my big date on Sunday.
Yes, your second date with this mystery man. We haven't given him a name yet, have we? Okay.
No, not yet. I feel not yet.
Okay, maybe by third date we'll give him a name.
He either has to do something really weird in bed or like actually start being like a boyfriend to give him a name, right?
Okay, even if it's not his real name.
Yes.
Okay.
But he ended up being really, really sick. He works also like the minimum he works is 9 hour shifts at night.
Ugh.
But he usually works like 12 hour shifts.
That's a long time.
On top of everyone's getting sick right now. So
holler. It's been like 2 weeks for me.
I was going to say, if everyone around me wasn't sick right now, I probably would have a harder time believing it. But I'm like, no, it's going around hard.
So did he like tell you a few days before? Did he tell you?
No, he kind of told me the day before that he wasn't feeling great. And then
just kind of like was like, oh man, I woke up not feeling too good.
Well then, because I think it was the night before, like either at work, he mentioned it in the early morning. He sent me a message right when he was going to bed.
like right after he got off. Yeah.
Right. Like 4 a.m. or something. And he's like, I'm not feeling great. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm like, just sleep it off and let me know how you feel later.
Yeah.
Because I have a thing to go to anyway. So I'm going to be in the area. And if it doesn't work out, it's fine. Which worked out because I went home and changed into my sweatpants. I took my makeup off in the car because I'm like, I put way too much makeup on. And I always end up rubbing my face. I'm like, I'm taking it off.
So
we rescheduled for Sunday.
So you had gotten pretty thinking it might still happen. And then when he woke up, he was like,
I also had an event to go to. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess I probably wouldn't have gotten as prettied up for the event.
Yeah.
But still.
You put enough in a little extra effort, though, yeah, just in case he was.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Because I also felt like the time before, I'm like, I was trying to be casual and he didn't necessarily dress up, but he wore a button-down shirt that was kind of edgy. So I'm like, okay, well, I should probably have stepped it up a little bit.
Oh, really? Like, he was a little more
put together than you were for the first date? Yeah, that I felt like, right. And so. Oh.
Were the boobs out, though, at least?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Hey,
I wore, like, a sparkly tank top, but then I wore, like, a hoodie with my regular jacket, and I felt very uncomfortable not wearing the jacket because it was hot. It was weird. It was all in my head. Doesn't matter, but it's rescheduled for Sunday.
You know, honestly, normally I'd probably give him a hard time, but because I've had this great sickness that has lasted forever, he probably felt like crap, and it's contagious AF.
Oh, yeah.
So it probably is a good thing you guys didn't meet up, because you don't want whatever he has.
Mm-mm.
Is he feeling better now? Have you talked to him?
Yeah, he's been feeling better. We've been talking. I'm like, okay, so, you know, in case I get to see you on Sunday, like, I kind of joked about it. And he's like, oh, no, I'm seeing you Sunday.
Really?
And he's got, like, a little kissy face. I'm like,
Vicky just got real excited, you guys. Her face.
Gross.
Her little kissy emoji, even though he hasn't kissed you yet. But maybe it'll happen on Sunday.
Dang it. Like, I've had, my hormones have been going crazy, you know, because girls' hormones change throughout the weeks.
Oh, do they ever.
And so, it was like last week, it was more like I have to be careful listening to some of these Tool songs, because Tool songs are on my sexy time playlist.
Oh, turning you on.
So I was just like, oh my God, like, I'm going to jump on him, aren't I? I got to knock it off.
How are you feeling this week so far?
I've been okay.
A little calm down?
I've calmed down, yes.
Okay, because remember, the ball's on his court.
Yes, exactly. Like, I'm trying to do that for once, because, like, I don't know. I don't know why, I just have these weird rules in my head. Anywho, speaking of the dude, though, we did get a message from Red Wolf. Remember we talked about, like, he had a crush on somebody and he didn't know how to approach them?
Yes.
He replied, hey, Vicky and Sarah, just listened to this week's podcast and I wanted to thank you for answering my email. I'm sure you guessed, but the local celebrity, a lot like you, I was talking about was, you know, you, Vicky.
Oh!
That said, I really appreciate both of your thoughtful comments on the subject, and even if it sounds like there's no good way to go about it, actually meant a lot to hear Vicky about your history in the area. That sucks, and I'm really sorry that happened to you. You definitely deserve someone who loves you for you. Rest assured, even if they got to know you from the radio, it's not necessarily the Barcelona part of you they like. That said, this new demisexual guy sounds promising, and I'm excited for you, but in the meantime, I guess I'll start working on growing out a scraggly, unemployable beard, just in case. I talk about how my joke is that I like the guys that look homeless and unemployed.
So he's going to start growing a beard. That's hilarious. And hopefully, if you have a lot of tattoos, you might as well get some, because she loves tattoos. I'm just kidding. Do not go out there and get hella tattoos.
No, just
because Vicky likes them.
Dude, this is so bad that I like the homeless looking dudes. I was driving with an old coworker. She doesn't work here anymore. And she asked me to go drive her up in Capitol Hill real quick during lunch break. And I'm like, oh my God, that guy right there on the street. Like, you know, like everyone's like, that guy's so cute. He's super cute. And I'm pulling up closer. I'm like, oh, wait, I don't think that guy's wearing shoes. He's not wearing shoes. And I get closer. He's not wearing shoes. And
homeless.
She let out a cackle. She's like, you are totally checking out the homeless dude. I'm like, well, homeless guys need love, too.
So. Yeah. Just because you're homeless doesn't mean you're not fine.
We'll do it in my car. It's fine.
Wow.
That was a joke from Ali Wong. You also asked for advice about how to tell someone if they smell. There's no good way to go about it. So my advice is just to be earnest and polite, but to the point, and do it as quick as possible, like ripping off a Band-Aid in case. Though it sounds like the person has already been informed. If you don't see them at all that often, you probably shouldn't feel obligated to take the burden of telling them. Yeah. I'm not going to necessarily burden myself, but if I see them and if it's stinky, I'll be like, homie, here's some deodorant. No. Here's some deodorant.
Yeah. Dang, and let's get real. Who doesn't have a crush on Vicky?
I know.
Shoot.
Sarah and I have had moments.
We've had very nice moments in hotel rooms.
It's funny because
just
it's
kidding,
like,
kind of, sort of.
I've had conversations with people, like I think even with your dad, he was saying something along the lines of, well, you know, why is it that you're allowed to go grab people's butts at work and, you know, a guy can? It's like, it's not the fact that you're a guy, it's the fact that I have consent. You don't see me grabbing other coworkers' butts. I grab Sarah's and she grabs mine because we've given each other permission.
Yeah, you don't go through the sales just department just grabbing like, everyone's.
Like, no, like legit. Yeah, there is not another person on this staff anywhere in this building that I grab their butts.
Maybe Sage would be okay with it.
Sage and Taryn. And even Sage, I feel like I wouldn't want to do that because I don't feel like she would. I don't know how she would react.
I feel like one day she'd be cool, then the next day she might punch you in the face.
It just depends.
Yeah, it depends on the mood.
I lied. Taryn would probably be the other one.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not here right now. She's on maternity leave, so don't hate
She
me.
Doesn't count.
But that being said, like, I have... Like, we have even kissed before.
Oh, yeah, we have. And it was the best kiss of our life.
It was one you needed. I thought it was the cutest reaction.
Oh, yeah,
reaction.
It was.
Because you're like, I haven't been kissed in a long time. And I grab your face and just smooch. And you're like, oh, my God.
I was like, wow. Thinking about it makes me, like, blush. I know. That's when I, like, hadn't been laid in, like, 2 years or something. It was crazy.
I've understood that. It's understandable.
Dude, the struggle's real.
But I'm like, that was, like, the most, like, cutest, sincere, like, reaction to a kiss ever.
Well, it was so, like, you know? Like, yeah. I had a problem and you fixed it.
I got you.
And I was like, damn, it was that easy? All right.
Did it not make you feel better?
Oh, it made me feel so much better.
Yay.
And then I was like, hasn't been 2 years anymore. I mean, since I got laid, yeah, but the kiss. Yeah.
Right. Well, like, I wouldn't do that with anybody else on staff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's mostly because, like, I understand your boundaries and stuff and the consent. Like, I don't think I would do that now that you have a boyfriend, just because, in case...
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't care at all because he's so
guys,
chill.
Yeah.
But there are things now that I catch myself like, oh, maybe that's not okay. Like, normally single Sarah, that would have been fine if someone did mm-hmm. that. But now I have to think about, wait, I have a boyfriend and he might not like that.
Right.
So
just being respectful.
Yeah.
Respectful person. Sorry, I was just thinking about your boyfriend and how drunk he gets at your birthday, too. Like, you guys are made for each other.
Yeah, but he goes too far a little bit. Last year, he went and got a little crazy and ended up leaving with his friend because his friend got kicked out of the bar. But, and I got really mad because it's my birthday, and I think my birthday is a really big deal.
Uh-huh. Well, and, yes.
Yes, you know.
I know.
And my birthday is actually coming up in a few weeks, which is insane.
I can't believe the year's almost over. I feel like New Year's is probably next week.
Yeah, dude, it will be. It'll feel like it. But I actually have a question because, uh-huh. So we know how my birthday is like this huge thing, right?
Yeah,
you know.
You get mad if somebody doesn't show up or
yeah,
anything.
It's always, I don't know why it's always, I feel like that's your day, that's your celebration. And some mm-hmm. people think birthdays are whatever, it's just another day. But some people hate them. Everybody, well, okay, all my friends know that I think it's really special. So I always plan this huge, extravagant party.
And you're not an extravagant person when it comes to anything else in the sense of purchases or anything like that.
Spending money or anything.
This is
your... the one day mm-hmm. that I get a suite at a hotel, which is not cheap. And then I'll usually go out to a club somewhere, mm-hmm. right?
But the suite isn't just like, let's party it up and like... a crummy little motel. It's like a nice suite. You fill it with a ton of food, cake. Because doesn't your brother make your cake?
My brother always makes some baked good that we can put candles in. That's uh-huh. my gift that I always want from him every year.
Aww.
Yeah, that's all I ever want. Because I'm like, you have to put effort into it. You got to put time into it. And everyone loves baked goods.
All the booze and stuff. Because you buy
booze.
A lot of stuff. Like, and people can bring stuff, but...
Yeah. And so everybody knows my birthday falls around the same time of year, obviously, mm-hmm. right? And I told multiple of my close friends, this is when I'm going to have my birthday. I haven't set on the invitation yet, but make sure you get work off or whatever, right? So I have this really good friend who comes every year.
And she's probably like, I know everyone jokes. It's like, you can have more than one best friend. But I would say she's probably in your top three of best friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. And she is, I mean, we've been really close for years now. She's uh-huh. come to every birthday. She's super great, always bring something, and usually I'll have her pick up the pizza or, you know, like always really supportive and helpful.
Like, yeah.
And I appreciate it so much. And I sent out my invite last week,
mm-hmm.
and she puts a maybe. And I'm like, what? Right? So I message her and I'm like, wait, what's going on? Like, why are you a maybe? And she says she doesn't know if she can come this year. And I immediately already am like, what the hell, right?
Okay.
But what's
her reasoning?
Is her reasoning. So just try to follow me for a little bit. She is adopted mm-hmm. and met her biological family a few months back.
Okay.
So her biological aunt died a few years ago, and they all go to her favorite getaway place, which is like the beach in California somewhere, for a weekend and celebrate her life.
Okay.
So her cousins invited her to join her this year to like...
How long? And she's only met her biological family a few months, you said, right?
Few months. I think she first met them in the summer.
Okay.
So she's known them for maybe like 4 or 5 months. So they all invited her this year to go along, and like they get together, they make her what the aunt's favorite drink used to be. They just talk about stories and, you know, celebrate her life. And apparently that's been a thing ever since she died. So she said she got invited a few days before my event went out and didn't commit to it yet because she kind of needs to, she was going to see how my birthday, where my birthday was going to land, and if she can financially do it and whatnot. So she told me that, and my reaction is pissed, to be honest. You know, I'm selfish. This is my birthday. We know how big of a deal it is for me. You're one of my best friends. I cannot believe you will miss it. Mm-hmm. But then the other side of me is like, how can you argue with death? And how can you...
Is this the first time she's going to meet these cousins like face to face?
No. She's been down there like every month since July or June. And she's going down there on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Which would be 2 weeks after my birthday. Mm-hmm. So I was very nice when she told me. I was like, wow, that's really nice. They invited you. Like, that's really cool. They celebrate her life. Let me know what you decide. Like, I was very nice about it because I don't...
Remind me again, because I didn't get an invitation to your birthday this year.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's because I'm going to be in Philadelphia with your father.
I already knew you couldn't come, so...
So, no, I appreciate it. But so if anybody's wondering at home why I didn't get the invitation, it's
I secretly
not,
hate her.
Yes. That's why she lets me spank her and she spanks me. Just like, ah, oh, bitch!
Yeah, it's a hate spank.
So what day? Is it on the Friday or the Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Okay.
So it's a Saturday night.
I was going to say, if it was a Friday night, maybe she could do your birthday and then the next day fly out.
No, my Friday lands on... My birthday lands on a Friday, but I'm waiting to have my birthday on Saturday.
Just because everyone works.
Yeah, everyone works, and it's a long day if you do, and the hotel, you can check in early, and people aren't usually off work till, you know, later. Right. So Saturday, it's just thought would be easier. So I am kind of torn between I want to be my real me and I want to express myself truly, but there's also that line of
you don't want to be a C-word.
Yeah, I don't want to be a C-word, and people take birthdays differently, but people know that I take it seriously, so I know it's more of a big deal for me than it is for the normal person, but I feel like my friends know that. And so I feel like if there was going to be a conflict, like I at least wish she had come to me first and been like, hey, like, I know this is a big deal to you, but this is also a big deal to me, and I want to go down there.
Well, like, she found this out a couple days before your birthday stuff, like, before you sent out the information. Like, how long after you sent out the information did she tell you, or did she post maybe?
She posted maybe the day I sent out the invite.
So it was a couple days before she found out then.
So I sent my invitation on a Thursday, and I think she probably found out on a Monday that she might be going. And so I would have no idea that she was a maybe until she posted maybe, and then I had to ask her. You know, so I just kind of feel like the way it was all... Because I don't get wanting... For me, I would not want to go spend a lot of money, fly down somewhere to celebrate someone's life that I never met. Mm-hmm. Like, that just doesn't sound appealing to me because I don't know the person. There's only so much I can connect. I can't contribute to anything. It's going to be kind of like this sad mourning that of someone that I never knew. So I wouldn't even have want to do that in the first place. But I have to realize that she
isn't you
may really want to.
Well, she's been in, and I don't know, because I wasn't adopted.
Never been adopted.
But the idea of getting to know people and getting to know people that are in your family that kind of in a way shape the rest of the family that you're now just getting to know and wanting to feel like you're a part of that unit. Because when did she find out she was adopted, or has she always
known?
I'm sure there's always that yearning and that feeling of like, do the people want me? Did my parents want me? Did the rest of my family want me? Did they know about me?
Oh, for sure. I definitely think she's trying to play catch up.
How's her relationship with her parents, her adopted parents?
It's good on the outside.
All right.
They're very interesting. They're very interesting people.
Uh-huh.
They don't talk a lot. They don't. I don't think they have real deep emotions with mm-hmm. each other, or conversations and stuff.
And is she a deep and emotional person like that?
No.
No.
I mean, not. I think because she was raised with the parents she was raised, I think maybe her meeting her entire biological side, both mm-hmm. mother and father and cousins and everything, I think now she's realizing how much she kind of wants to be a part of that and maybe mm-hmm. like, wow, these people are more like me, obviously, because I'm related to them in right. a sense. So I think you're right. I think she wants to be wanted. I think she wants to be
included.
And I think she wants to say yes and do everything possible
mm-hmm.
to make it feel like she wants, like they want her there, and she wants to be included in all right. of it as well.
It's, again, kind of hard to argue, even though it's not like it kind of goes on both sides, like where like not everyone feels about birthdays the way you do, but mm-hmm. you do and you feel passionate about lists. And on your other end, too, like you wouldn't want to go and basically celebrate the life of somebody you didn't know over the weekend with people that you don't know that well.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem super awesome to you, but maybe for her it does.
Yeah.
So basically, like, I love you. I know how.
Oh, snap.
I know how you can be, and like, there's that fine line between sharing your feelings and also being a jerk.
Yeah. And that's where I'm like trying to be mm-hmm. on that line and to like be able to express myself but not be right. an a-hole about it.
I mean, if she's planning on kind of being a part of this family, if this is something they do around the same time every year, definitely talk to her. It's like, hey, I wish you would have kind of told me when you found out. I would have tried to maybe try to accommodate.
Mm-hmm.
Like for next year, could you tell me if like you plan on going next year? Let me know a little bit in advance so we can plan this out. Because you are one of my closest friends and I want you there. And it really, really bums me out that you're not going. Because I know you're angry, but I'm guessing that also comes from a place of sadness. She's not going to be there.
Oh, totally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like people can't argue with sadness. People can argue with anger.
Well, yeah. And I think I'm definitely sad if she doesn't end up going.
Right.
But I am more bummed about the way she kind of went about it, you know?
And it's also like if she would have waited, like let's say she found out 3 weeks before he sent out the invitation, I feel like I would understand that a little bit more. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like 3-4 days, that goes by quick, especially if you have a lot going on. I don't know what her life's like. I don't know what job she has.
Yeah, but if like one of the main reasons why she said she didn't know was because mm-hmm. of my birthday and she mm-hmm. knew when I was planning on having
right.
it, you know, like I just like for me, if this was really important mm-hmm. to me and I would miss something that's really important to you, let's say, like I would want to sit you down and be like, hey, like this is what's going mm-hmm. on. I know it's really important to you, but like I really want to do this. I just want to let you know I might not make it.
And I'm wondering if like, and I'm not trying to like make excuses or anything. I'm literally just thinking out loud here.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm curious if there's a sense of guilt too with anybody that's been adopted and goes back to meet their, you know, biological family. There's that guilt of, oh, you're my mom and dad, and my grandma, my grandpa, my cousins, but you're really my mom and dad because you're the ones that raised me, and this is my family. So you have that sense of, like, I want you to be my family, but you're my family, and you feel like you're loving one family more than the other or giving one.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely, ever since met her biological family, it's very much been about them. Like, and I don't know how her parents feel about it. I don't even know how much they know uh-huh. about it. I don't know how much they talk about it, but you can tell she's definitely wanting to be a part of that.
Like she's feeling like a sense of that hole that's been kind of unfilled her entire life is now
yeah.
being filled.
And I don't think she even knew about it because I've talked to her years ago about right. like, don't you want to know? Like if I was adopted, I want to know immediately who the hell this is. Why'd they do it? Like questions right as I turned 18. And she was just like, no, like not really. And then it was just 23andMe and she True. Did it to find out. And then someone was like, hey, how are we? And that's how it all unraveled.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, whoa. And, you know, it's like a whole new world for her.
Well, like we knew somebody that was adopted and he said that like, he didn't know he was adopted until Ooh. Literally his biological mom found him. And I think he was either working or at school or something or college or whatever. And she
so
comes
he was
up
old.
To him. He was pretty either like 17 to like maybe 25 in that
wow,
age range.
Okay.
And she comes up to him with this other person. He's thinking like, oh, I'm getting recruited. I'm in a good job. Because he's like, who the hell is this person? Because they asked for him by name. And she's like, I'm your biological mother. And he's like, what? And it's like, what did you feel in that moment? And he's like, I had a weird sense to like, he's like, not in a perverted way, but to like to touch her, like hold her hand or something, or her arm, just kind of like, this isn't real. And he felt like, if I touch her, then maybe it'll feel real, or maybe it'll go away, or whatever. Mm-hmm. He just felt like he needed to touch her. So it's that weird sense of like, I mean, granted, he didn't know beforehand, but needing to connect to kind of figure out everything.
Yeah.
Whether it's physical or, and I, again, don't mean sexually.
Yeah. But, or just being there for the death of someone that you didn't know. Right. Or
it's, so it's very, very hard to argue with her. And I mean, if she knows you, she knows that things are very important and that you and will lose your ass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, I think she could have told you the day of. I'm guessing a lot of guilt was there too, because like I feel like I remember when I've missed your birthday and I was feeling god awful, like migraine, like level headache. And I'm a pussy when it comes to headaches. Like I would rather be covered in bruises, like paintball gun bruises, head to toe, headache. Than have a headache.
Oh, especially about migraine.
Yeah. So, and I felt so guilty, but also I was like, okay, she's not going to let me hear the end of this. To be fair, you haven't gotten my last two birthdays.
Okay. I was working and it was planned like a week, week before.
Well, how about the year before?
I don't know, actually.
Was it the casino? I think you went out of town. Oh. I'm just busting your balls.
Well, and this will be interesting too, because she told me that she will let me know. Like she said, she wants, she's going to decide like within a week. Mm-hmm. So it's been a week, but, it'll be interesting if she does let me know, mm-hmm. and how she lets me know, because I kind of feel like she's going to be a little wuss and not let me know if she does end up going down. You know, mm-hmm. and if she doesn't and she ends up coming, I feel like she'll be like, oh, I'm going to your birthday, Mayor. But like if she doesn't, I'm curious to see if she does tell me and like how she tells me. You know, like will there be like, listen, I'm really sorry, I can't. Or will it just be like, I decided to go to California, bye. You know?
Well, again, I love you. But it can be, especially if you're from the Pacific Northwest, it can be intimidating, somebody who feels their feelings as like as strongly and sometimes as loudly as you do.
HSP, it's a highly sensitive person. There's a thing for it. Yes. Google it. I'm not that crazy.
No, and that's a thing. Like it's just different personality types. And then when they come together, it can be intimidating or, you know, scary sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's like, oh, my God, you're not coming to my birthday. And that's why, like, if you kind of lean into the whole, this is coming from a place of sadness more so than anger. And even whether you talk to her before or not, she makes the decisions like, just tell me. Maybe she doesn't want to tell you because she knows you're going to pop off.
But I didn't even pop off when she told me she might not come. I was super nice about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's also part of the reason why she waited a couple days.
But I mean, I was still super, like, I still would have been super nice about it.
Right.
You know, it's not like you're like, oh, I may go to San Diego for a booty call or something, then I'll be like, then I'd pop off. I'd be like, excuse me? But I didn't pop off because it's like about a death and this
right,
and the other.
Something, yeah. So it's kind of a hard, like,
I just hate that I had to bring it up.
Yeah.
And I hate that I feel like I might have to bring it up again when she mm-hmm. said, I'll let you know either way. Right?
Yeah.
Like when would I bring up the day before my birthday party and I'm like, hey, so am I going to see you tomorrow? Like, you know,
to be fair, you're usually pretty drunk. You don't really see a whole lot after a certain point of the night. It's all blurry.
If you only come to the club, that's when I'm really blurry. I remember the hotel. I remember all the hotel.
I remember the last birthday I went to, you legit spilled. I think they were both your drinks, like all over me.
Oh, I shouldn't drink anymore at the club.
Oh, no. I'm like, Sarah, you just spilled your drink on me. You did not hear. You did not care. I said it two or three times.
But that was at the club, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I'm hotel, like, I always remember.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not club. That wild.
It's just like, okay, I'm going. Bye.
Yeah, you can come, say hi, and then leave, and I won't even know.
I'm sticky. I want to go home. I get a shower.
I thought you liked being sticky.
Not with drinks. Smart ass.
Anyway.
This is a really tough one.
Yeah.
I understand both, like, because I understand how your brain functions and how your emotions function.
Mm-hmm. And if it would have been different if it was someone she had known before and was mm-hmm. close with and passed, or if someone passed
unexpectedly,
or if, you know, there's an emergency, like, but it's just that weird, like,
it's like a family get together and they're using that as a reason, not excuse per se, but a reason to come together.
Yeah. And so, I get that that's her aunt, but you never met her and you didn't even know she exists. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's just that weird.
But it kind of goes back to the whole, like, needing, like, I never will get to shake your hand. I'll never get to touch, you know, get a hug from you or talk to you. And like she's feeling like she's grabbing everything at once and like, I want to hold on to this.
Yeah.
So I understand that part. So I don't really, like, I get it. I mean, I don't think I would have gone either, especially if I'm going to go a couple weeks later. Like if I was in that position, I don't think I would have.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the money situation.
Yeah. And she went last month. Like, you know, so.
I suggest talking to, because you have other friends in your friend group mm-hmm. that are just as close. Ask them what they think.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see, because they know you and they know her. Yeah. So maybe, like, I'm curious if they can give you the full unfiltered, like, what would you do if you were in this situation? And do you think, knowing me and knowing her, do you think this was an okay thing to do?
Well, and I feel like I'm trying to think of someone who is like me. And the only person that I can think of
that's your dad
is my dad. That's the only person that I can think of, like, mind, like, I feel like I'm more, I guess I'm a girl. So I feel like I have just more hormones and I'm more.
You feel more deeply about
emotional.
Everything.
Yeah. Yes. Like I cry way more, like that kind of thing. And I am a female, but I feel like mind work, the only one that I can think of that is similar would be my dad.
Uh-huh.
And like if he could understand, I mean, he understands how important my birthday usually like is, uh-huh. but I feel like even he would be more like, because he doesn't care about birthdays, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like.
And it's tricky too, because he was adopted too. So there's like.
Yeah, maybe he would kind of understand that.
Or maybe he's just like, well, I would never do that because I don't really care to learn about the family. So I'm just
The whole like, I don't want to think of it like, okay, you're choosing your biological dead aunt over, you know, like, and like my mind tries not to go there because I know that's not it. But it is sometimes kind of like, that's interesting. You know what I mean? Like if she did go to a booty call, I'd immediately be like, you're really choosing this booty call over. Like, what kind of crap is that?
Very, very different.
Yeah. But it's like, it's hard for my brain to wrap around.
I'm very curious what you guys have to say. Like,
would you go, first of all?
Like, what would you do in either position, especially, and if you can't wrap your brain around the birthday thing, like, what is something that is very, very important to you, like, that you do? Whether it's, like, Christmas, like, a Christmas mm-hmm. tradition or whatever, like, a family reunion. Like, what is something that you feel very passionate about? And if certain people weren't there for, you know, the similar reason, how would you react?
Yeah, and have you ever had to bail out of something, like an event that you knew was really important to your wife, to your husband, mm-hmm. to your friend, to your whatever? And, like, how did you tell them? Like, how did you break the news? Like, day before, mm-hmm. month before, face-to-face, through an email?
I do have one worse, and it wasn't me. And I'll tell the story really quickly. I used to date this guy who had really, really, really bad anxiety, really bad panic attacks. There was a while where he couldn't go out. Like, he was basically a shut-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known him for years. Like, elementary school years is how long I've known him. He was supposed to be the best man at his best friend's wedding.
Oh.
And the day of the wedding, he was a no-show because he had a severe panic attack and he couldn't leave. And he felt so guilty he couldn't call him. So for months, he hadn't talked to the guy. And, like, they finally ran into each other. Like, when he was able to, like, go leave the house, he made himself go to, like, a bar or restaurant or whatever. And he found him there and he tried talking to him. The wife was all pissed off at him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tried talking to him. And, like, their relationship has since been repaired because now he's more open about his struggles because he's got lots of struggles.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on with him. So, but, yeah, that was, like, holy crap.
I do not think I would forgive. I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I would forgive because forgiveness is great or whatever. But, like, you would not be a part of my life anymore. If you stood me up on my wedding day and you were in my wedding, hell no. And not answering my calls and not even giving an explanation. I mean, everyone deserves an effing explanation. That's why I hate ghosting, because I think it's so rude. Like, if
you were in a mentally bad place to the point of potentially harming yourself, like,
but like
for
even.
Good,
don't
like that's what I'm wondering, like, where is the line?
I just, if you can't even text and be like, I'm not gonna make it, like, I'll explain later, or like anything like that, like, why, like, what, like, why would you even commit to something that big if you're unstable?
Right, like, I think that was his first problem. Like, okay, you know how you are, you're not well.
Yeah, like, why? And months later, like, you're not even going to reach out at all. And you're, I assume the groom probably tried to reach. I presume everyone probably mm-hmm. tried to. And like that is just.
He was not, like, if it sounds like the way I explained it, it sounds like he wasn't in a good place. And I can assure you it was even worse than that.
Oh, than not being in a good place.
Yeah. Like, it was really bad. And his, it took a while for his friend to forgive him, but he's been open about the whole mental health thing. Anywho, I am curious to see what you guys are like, what your lines are with any of these scenarios. And what do you guys feel if you've been adopted? What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
How did you feel like when you, if you've met your biological family or not? Like, that's,
or if you want to,
right? I know that got real heavy. Indeed,
I know it did.
Yikes. I'm really fascinated by this.
I know, and I'm fascinated to see what happens and how I'm going to react.
Shall we start taking bets? $5.
Will I pop off? Oh, and then if I get some alcohol in me and people start asking me how I really feel about it. Snap.
Okay, now maybe I feel better about that. I'm going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, right. Oh, Philly though. Yikes.
I know. In December.
Ah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anywho. So we kind of went a little long today, so that will be the only podcast today.
But we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.